Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 273 of the Justice Geeks podcast. This is Huddle House Confessions, sponsored by Huddle House. Isn't that really neat? So, if you want to know how that happened, you should probably listen to episode 272, Road Trip Reviews, where we talked about our sponsorship with Huddle House for the Huddle House Confessions series. So Facebook and Twitter at Justice Geeks, or Twitter and Instagram at Justice Geeks. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Justice Geeks. Go to our Facebook and find our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. But most importantly, wherever you're listening to this, give us a review on whatever podcast platform that you listen to. And go eat at Huddle House. It'll be good. So let's go do Huddle House Confessions, sponsored by Huddle House for episode 273. He missed our very first episode sponsored by Huddle House.
Huddle House presents Huddle House Confessions.
That's right.
Huddle House. I do not know what it is that I want.
Food.
Yeah, I don't know what I want.
Those pancakes were good last time you had them.
Yeah, I'm thinking like I want food.
I want food.
Food.
I'm wore out.
Me too, Charlie. I'm wore out too.
And I suck so bad.
Nah, you weren't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
But I knew it was bad. Like, I looked at Ben, and Ben looked at me, and I was just like, hey, here we go. Because Ben, like, he instantly, like, he gave that look, because I said the wrong word first thing. He went, that Ben look, and I was just like, oh, God, what have I done? And then it wasn't right.
What's up, man? How's it going? What are you having?
I don't know if I want to try this, this buffalo chicken sandwich or not?
That's what Logan usually gets. Looks pretty good. I think I'm going to do an omelet with fries.
Omelet, dude.
Omelet with fries?
That's weird. Where'd you get hash browns?
Because I want both breakfast and dinner. And fries, adding fries to it are the perfect
fries
way to do it.
Fries makes it better.
Kind of, which is weird.
It's just a potato.
Cut differently, not as much, I guess. Cook differently, maybe, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because those are, you know, fries are deep fried, and those are skillet top cooked. Yeah, they're cooked differently. Oh, my God. So, have you had breakfast potatoes yet from Robert? Like, has he made breakfast potatoes any for you?
No, he made the cinnamon pancakes for me that one time.
I've heard about these pancakes. One day, Robert will be my friend as well.
Yeah.
And I will know him as more than just Lord Snackington.
Yeah, that is your goal, because when he's your friend...
You get these cinnamon pancakes, it sounds like, amazing.
Like, sometimes for work, he'll just bring a crock pot up, and he'll, like, slow cook lasagna in a crock pot. Oh, it's awesome.
Man likes to cook.
How do you slow cook lasagna?
He just does it. I don't know how it works. It's just awesome.
Well, I will say that following him on Facebook is the best because, like, okay, you were talking about those gamer strips or whatever with the Doritos. I don't like Doritos at all. I'm telling you, it would get me a lot to eat Doritos, but my God, those look amazing. What's up? How's it going?
It is very good.
Yeah. Oh, so it pays to be gamer strip.
Chicken strip, the gamer strip.
Oh yeah, yeah. He said
you guys know what you want.
Sure.
Okay. Macaroni, you go first.
I am going to do the MVP breakfast.
How'd you like your eggs cooked?
Scramble, please.
Scramble. Sausage or bacon?
Bacon, please.
Hash browns, just how they come.
Yes, ma'am.
Biscuit, gravy, grits, and toast.
Biscuits and gravy.
Okay.
And if I can get a glass of orange juice with that as well.
You sure can.
Orange juice.
Yeah.
I'll do the fried buffalo ranch chicken sandwich.
Good call.
With fries.
Regular fries?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do the Philly cheesesteak omelet with cheddar cheese and fries instead of hash browns.
Okay.
Because that's the way you should do it.
Do you want the toast or just the fries?
Can I have a waffle instead? No. I feel like being a fat guy.
Totally I can, but I might have to charge you for the waffle.
Nah, it's fine.
Sure?
Yeah, it's
head off?
Yeah, that sounds good. All thank right. you.
We've been running around on stage for 2 hours.
I didn't need supper.
Full brightness.
Yeah, I didn't need supper.
Because of the sensory show, so we just had the lights
so
all the way up
we did,
the entire show.
We did a sensory-friendly performance of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown tonight, and it was incredible.
Really? Incredibly mediocre.
Well, they were not great, but the performance was fun. I gave my first bad note as a director. It was really... really fun.
He was very intense, too.
So, wait a second.
We screwed up bad, dude.
Really?
It all started with me. Like, I forgot a song.
Really?
Just started on the wrong word. I think the three quarters of the way through, I got back on track with it. Yeah, it was bad.
Let me just read you this. I won't identify this person because they're a friend of ours, but I will just say this. Josh, if you remember a blonde 10-year-old giving you an enthusiastic high five, that was the kid's name. His high fives are not usually given to strangers. He loved the show, giggled throughout, and repeated, "Goodbye, Charlie Brown," most of the way home. Snoopy was so good, he confused a service dog, Jack. Y'all all were great. Thanks for putting this on. So, we did this show for Century Friendly Performance. We partnered with a local autism awareness group, and... this is my new favorite thing we've ever done. Yeah.
Well, at least. Crispy.
Well.
Oh.
Other than the song, was there anything else?
Janet messed up.
Yeah.
Josh messed up. We all messed up.
Everybody had their moment tonight.
I messed up least amongst them all.
He did mess up. Meested it up least.
Yeah, I will say that there were a couple of times that I walked off stage and yelled some expletives to myself about some lines. Totally fine. Totally fine. I think
but it's like you said though, we've been running it perfect for 2 weeks, which is very unheard of. Like to do to be running a full show for 2 weeks, just every night. And so tonight was our big mess up, and so tomorrow night we'll do better, hopefully.
The dress rehearsal is usually where that all gets shook out of the system, and then everybody's very aware of it, and then opening night the magic happens.
Before we continue on any farther, I would like to share with you some good news, Ethan Macaroni.
Well, let's hear it.
Here it is. Would you like to know who you were cast as in Spamalot?
Oh God. Is it out now?
No.
It's on my phone, and I have to post it to Facebook while we eat.
Oh, my God. Who am I cast as? Jesus.
Ian McAnally making his return to the stage.
Yes.
What?
Hold on.
20 years has it been? That
hold
it's,
on.
It's actually been 2004 was the last time I was on stage.
You are, my friend, Tim the Enchanter. You are a French guard. You are a fish lapel. You are knight number one. You're the singing corpse. I'm not dead.
Yeah.
He says he's not dead. I feel happy. And you are a Finlandian.
Oh, God, I got to be in that stupid opening
Finland,
number.
Finland, Finland, Finland.
Well, you're a fish lapper.
That's the
so
country
you know.
For me. Spamalot's going to be amazing.
That, I have to admit, that's...
And we'll probably try to get you
being Tim the Enchanter.
It's a great role.
I just might have a little bit of fun with that.
That is a great role.
Call me
Tim.
I will say that I am slightly bummed that I will not get to be a French taunter. Totally okay.
Not a French
talker. Our good friend and often guest on the Just Us Geeks podcast, one Big Dan Marsh, is our king.
We had no doubt. He's the only person that had doubt. No one else had doubt. He was the only one that thought, oh, no.
Did he really doubt it? He kind of acted like he did, but I thought that was just putting it upon
of course it was him.
Of us.
Absolutely, it was him. I did have fun auditioning with Cody and Jimmy. especially when we got to run the lines. It was...
Yeah, Jenny got cast, I believe, as mother when y'all did the Dennis and mother and Arthur. Yeah, I think yeah. she is mother now.
Oh, she actually... Okay.
Hold on, I will tell you in just a moment. She is Galahad's mother.
Okay, yes. She read for that part.
Sir Dennis Galahad.
I am Sir Galahad.
I'm so proud.
So you get to do the...
I'm Galahad. Who all am I?
You are Galahad. You are a fish slapper. You are Prince Herbert's father.
Yeah. Stop that.
Stop that. Stop that bloody singing.
It's a very good role for you. I'm bummed that I'm not doing multiple parts. Yeah. I'm freaking bummed that I'm not doing multiple parts. And you're a monk.
Yeah, but
you, but
you got the part you wanted.
Am I a monk?
Yes.
I'm not a monk.
You're not a monk. No.
And see, they trimmed mine down because like the guy that played Dennis also played the Black Knight. Mm-hmm. Like that was a he did like six parts or whatever mm-hmm. because the role of Dennis is not very big.
It's no, but it is a great role.
I'm basically, I just
the
realized
song is awesome. Like, yes, that's my favorite thing. I
yes,
can do
the, I want to sing.
No, I'm talking about the Dennis, the Galahad song. The song that goes like this. That's my favorite song
with
the show.
Natalie Bullard, who is gonna kill it, man. She's gonna be an awesome lady of the lake.
I'm gonna step my game up. We're gonna scat hard with it, you know.
I realized that I'm basically John Cleese.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
How
yeah,
awesome is that, right?
That's all right.
I will say this. Let me share with you a piece of knowledge that our director shared with me earlier today before he released the cast list to me. He said this. I both love and hate casting. I see so much potential in people that I want to see them all in roles that will really push them. And, of course, I never have enough roles to do that. This show, however, will keep everyone very busy. Yep. You're going to be busy. Eli is going to be very busy. I'm so stoked about the show.
That's what I was saying earlier about, you know, Eli didn't want to be Lancelot, but now he's going to be...
Is he Lancelot?
He's not Lancelot.
He's not Lancelot.
Who is Lancelot?
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Lancelot is...
Binger.
It's Binger. Binger is Lancelot.
His name... Oh, Binger will hate
that. That's going to be great. That's going to be great. Binger's going to be great.
Do you think that the Patsy is a good choice?
Who is Patsy?
Will Pierce.
You don't know him.
He did a part similar to that in...
Nonsense.
Well, not just Nonsense, but Into the Woods. And he was... Like, he's got great comedic timing.
He's a good singer.
He's got great comedic timing.
He's a good singer.
Like the stuff he played the cow in Into the Woods.
I will say this.
And he was freaking
I will say this. I went to watch you do Nonsense specifically to watch you do Nonsense too. Yeah. But out of watching that show, I left that show thinking I like that kid.
Yeah,
he's
really
a
good
kid.
Talented.
He's like one of those kids that he was like always in the scene. He was always singing and dancing. He's going to be great as Patsy.
Yeah,
if he will say the words.
Now that I know that I'm not anybody super important, or
that's not true. You are very important.
We can't end the show without Tim.
I know.
Any super huge large.
Okay, coffee.
I'll take a little bit more, because, you know.
Just to warm it up.
He's wasteful.
Not wasteful.
The only part that I am worried about is going to be that stupid Finland song, but whatever.
Oh, that Finland song.
Now, the Finland's Cody is the mayor of Finland. Yeah. Finland is the country where we dance.
Be great
He's the best in those little weird roles
like
that.
He's got like six little weird roles that he's got to do.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's actually, I was going to ask you to tell me what those are. Well, those are. Am I allowed to tell him now?
I'm going to post it on Facebook.
He thinks to post it.
But I mean, am I allowed to go ahead?
No.
No, don't tell him yet.
But tell him. I want to know.
Let's see. Who was I thinking about?
Cody.
Who is? No, I was thinking of Sir not appearing in the show.
Oh, that's just one of the random people. I'm sure we could throw Ian in it.
It's not. No.
It's dressed as Don Quixote.
But, like. We don't have that person listed on the cast list.
Andrew, during my audition, made a joke that, because I brought up Sir not appearing in this film, and he brought up, I thought was kind of a passing joke, that he was going to make Sir not appearing in this film a different audience member every night of the show.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, he is a freaking genius, as they say.
To come up here and like just surprise us, just surprise us all with Milton coming out. Sorry. Like, no, where the fuck did it come from?
I will say, I'm glad that we get to sing and dance all summer together. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Although I'm really tired. Yeah, I'm really tired.
Let's look. We get like 2 good weeks of music rehearsal, almost nothing but music rehearsal, and then so that's all we gotta do. We just gotta go sing.
You went through the dance audition, didn't you? I didn't watch your audition on the prompter.
I watched. They danced.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, we're just, it's not zoomed in. I mean, yeah, we could tell who was who, but yeah. It's not like it's zoomed in and crystal clear, but I just saw that y'all were doing the dancing. I didn't sit there and just study going, I did that better.
Let me say this. There were like, what, 16 people or so during our audition? Yeah. Okay, so me and Dan and somebody else ended up on the very back row.
It wasn't Will, was it?
No. And so we were doing our, you know, we're doing the line, doing our thing. I don't know what he made you guys do, but
it was the same dance.
I was saying this. Anyway, so like the fourth or fifth time we did it, Dan was like, he's going to make us go to the front. I said, you shut your mouth, Dan. Don't dare say that out loud. He went, back row, to the front. Son of a mother.
And I was in the middle and I was like,
that's cool. That's cool, because I have to be the one who freaking tap dances all over the place.
Yeah,
so, guys,
there was only 3 of us in my audition, so there was no front or back.
Who sings the Bravely Bold Sir Robin? Camelot.
The bar?
Concord. That's Remy. If I'm not mistaken, Concord sings it. That's Remy.
I think it's a knight. It's got to be a knight.
Look it back up. I'm telling you, it's... I think it's Concord.
There is a Concord person, and that is Remy. Anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm glad you auditioned, man. I didn't know you were going to audition.
Yeah, I didn't know he was auditioning. I thought you were just coming down to say hey to everybody when you walked in.
I'll just say, give me a form. kind of put the fear of God in everybody when you came in. We were like, oh God, there's Ian. He's gonna come and blow us all away.
We were all like, God, Ian's that wild card. Now we don't know what parts we're going to get.
Yeah. There was some heavy judging going on backstage.
Of me?
Of all of you people from that night.
Oh, shit. I mean...
Because I will say this. Okay. I'll say this.
Wow.
So, you guys took like an hour to do your auditions.
Yeah.
It took us over 2 hours to do our auditions because of the amount of people. So then we had to go
still wasn't a lot.
No. Then we had to go do Your Good Man, Charlie Brown. Mm-hmm. Right? So, like... What did we do first? We did the individual songs, and then we did Knights of the Round Table. Is what we sang.
Yeah.
Did we dance and then read? Yeah, we danced and then read.
We did solos, then we sang group, then we danced and we read. So as we were, me and him and Eli and Dan stood by each other as we were singing, and we were all like, "Is that it? Do we not get to sing more of this?"
Yeah, like because we all know the song. And
see, I don't know. I mean, I know the songs, but not like super well.
We did. I've been listening. We rocked it.
Ever since Tuesday, I've been listening
we
to
kept going,
the soundtrack.
Well, are we not going to keep going? They're like, no. We're like, come on.
We're like, we got to sing and dance for like 2 hours after this is over with, but we'll totally go on for another 2 hours. Knights of the Round Table.
So I've been having the soundtrack on repeat, just trying to get all the lyrics and melodies in.
So Saturday, 12 p.m.
Is that first rehearsal?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to ask, actually.
For 3 hours.
Well, what we're doing is we're going to read the script and sing the music. Like, listen to the soundtrack as we read it. So, like, have the music and everything. We're going to go through the whole show.
Yeah. That is why I'm drinking a very large glass of orange juice. And maybe another one, because I have had the sniffles all week long.
Got those nipples.
I do. And I don't know if it's allergies or if I'm sick or what.
It's a lot of the weather. Just wait till you're in the building for a month like we've been. Yeah. Tons of fun. So what are we going to talk about this week? We talked about Wonder Woman last week. That was good. Did you get to see that yet?
I have not seen that yet, no.
What's coming out this week? It's coming out
Cars
tomorrow.
Cars 3, 47 meters down, All Eyes on Me, and one more. I'm forgetting.
Okay, can we talk about Cars 3 a minute before you remember?
Yeah, sure.
Did they ever release more trailers for that?
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for that? Because that was like the darkest Disney movie trailer.
Yeah, the teaser trailer was super dark.
I kind of want to see it simply based on that.
Yeah, me too.
Is
must have been doing it in 3D. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are they still doing? Crap. Was that movie one of those last week? Last week.
The Mummy.
The Mummy. Are they still got
3D.
Was it good?
It is decent. I mean. It ties. I like that it ties in with the Brendan Fraser movie.
Okay, I read that.
Really?
I read that they did that. You explain how they did that?
Well, spoiler alert. It's a minor spoiler, but spoiler alert. So they're at the, I think it's called Prodigium, is the name of the corporation that is keeping track of the monsters in the world.
And this is Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well, no. The person that runs Prodigium is Dr. Jekyll, which is Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a fit, you know, like can't get his medicine in time, and so Mr. Hyde comes out, and they have this thing like where if Hyde comes out, it locks down the room, and Tom Cruise gets trapped in the room with Hyde, and there's all this running around and stuff, and it's got all these old relics and stuff. Like you see the hand of the creature from the Black Lagoon. See a skull with vampire fangs. You see all this other stuff, and then like the girl that is with—I don't know her name. I don't know her character name. She's unimportant, we'll say, but she's just the blonde girl that runs around with him.
Right, it's a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, and so she's trying to help get him out, and like there's a security guard trying to keep her from doing it, and so they have a little tussle. They hit a bookshelf, and the Book of the Dead from the 1999 Brendan Fraser movie falls down on the ground.
Oh.
And the director and the producers have said, yes, that is, like, it is
wait, very much linked.
The Golden, or is it the Book of Amun-Ra? Book of Amun-Ra, yeah.
How long has it been since you've watched The Mummy?
A week.
No, the old Mummy, the Brendan Fraser Mummy.
Yeah, a week.
Oh, you actually watched it before
Becca,
you went? Okay.
Becca wanted to watch it because they released the Universal, like for the first time since they've been doing 4K, Universal did a 4K cleanup of it.
Okay,
and
two questions. Is it funny? Is there humor in it?
Slightly, but not much.
So it's an action film.
It's very much an action film.
Is Tom Cruise good?
He is watchable, yes.
Is he the only star in this film?
You know, I mean, like, Jekyll doesn't have that big of a part because, I mean, he's Jekyll right now is like what Sam Jackson was. You know, he's tying everything together for the Dark Universe.
Okay.
But Sophia Boutella, she was awesome as the Mummy, but in reading an interview today, or reading an article today, Tom Cruise dulled down her part and gave himself more parts. Because they originally had equal screen time, and then he has more screen time now. He has more screen time than the Mummy.
Tom Cruise has more screen time than the title.
Than the title character of the movie. But isn't this to establish the monster universe?
Yes.
But he's going to tie together the monster universe.
Jekyll. Jekyll, right.
Right. So he's going to like Nick Fury the monster universe. Yes.
That's what it looks like to me, at least.
Did you say it's mediocre?
I mean, it's definitely an interesting and fun little watch. I mean, it's just a popcorn movie.
Okay. Well,
is it necessary that you go watch it?
I mean, it'll be out on Redbox in like two and a half months.
2 months.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what.
It's going to have a very quick turnaround. As a matter of fact, the article I read today, the proposed Dark Universe is now teetering yet again.
Because of it?
Oh, yeah. It tanked.
Yeah. What's up, man? How are you doing?
All right, man. I'm tired, man.
This is Dominguez. Yeah, he's a manager.
Hey. Nice to meet you, James.
I had to work this morning. I left about 5. And I got to go back in the morning. I got to work first shift, then come back to work third shift. Then be here first shift. Sorry, this morning, then work.
But do you get a break?
Now, when are you going to sleep?
Because that's why we had not heard all the signs saying Shifley's the man.
Oh, he's the MVP.
Biscuit and gravy.
We got to fix that.
Right. Yeah,
this is the email from Eric.
Yes, ma'am.
He said he was going to be here Monday interviewing a potential assistant manager he wanted me to meet and see if I like it. But like good. I need somebody else in here besides just me to call. They call me all through the night.
Yeah.
All through the day. I'm like, man. Oh, man. You got to
give
me so much.
I ain't waiting on y'all. I'm hungry.
Eat it, man. I don't blame you. Go ahead and eat while it's hot.
I just got to eat. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was living in Guntown.
My name is Thomas.
I'm
going
to move in and get a little small place here because I don't need to be up here. All
what?
Time.
Right. What? Oh, well, I can see this.
Well, congratulations,
coming
man.
Off of it.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. She was
though.
Like, man, I need to hear up and get me some help. So I can move back home.
That's right.
That town. I'm up here now. So I'm talking about, they was calling me. They called me from every little town. Because they had like 3 tickets up there. And they were like, what are you doing? I said, but I'm still in that town. I've only been here 2 weeks. I ain't going to be able to come up here and help fix orders every time. We get a little
can't
bit
do
busy.
It. They gotta do it. It looks good. The food looks good.
Very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
That's Chris. He got a lot better than he was when he first started. But he reliable though.
That's awesome.
And the biscuits.
They
look good.
The omelet.
That's me. With fries, because that's the way you do it.
Fries and
so weird.
Yeah. Sorry. Shut up, man. You put ketchup on them both.
Thank you. Would you like mustard or mayonnaise?
Can some ketchup, please?
Ketchup on.
Oh, ketchup.
Never
no,
mind.
You're good.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You're totally good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
Mama.
Supposed to be like the buffalo and ranch on this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, can I just get some buffalo and ranch? I'll...
Yeah, I got you.
Good,
right.
Dude.
I got you,
good. Thank you.
James, you want a fry? Now you want a fry? You jerk.
Yeah, they got fries enough. I'll get them back. I'll get more fries back. It's
don't
cool.
eat that one.
Mm. I don't plan on eating stuff you drop.
Eat a fry.
No.
What are you playing?
Office space.
I'm not waiting on y'all, man.
It looks
eat
good.
All my food.
Thank you.
I'm going to eat the food out of it.
My stuff is good.
Okay.
Nice. The bacon looks awesome. Love bacon.
And
thank you so much.
More, let me know. We'll put some more in a little cup.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, man.
And Andrea.
We thank will. You. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, get, you
get you some rest, man.
Yeah, I need to. I'll be back in 6 months. Hey, look, I'm a cook didn't show up last night, so the girl that was working 10 yesterday, cooking, she stayed on to work last night, meaning that I didn't have a cook for this morning.
Ooh,
I had a $5,000 truck to put up. And I was the only cook from like 6 to 3.
Oh.
So I'm like, I got tickets everywhere, trunk in the back door coming. Like, man, phone keep ringing.
Is it difficult? Because it's 24 hours, you think? It's constantly going, like there's nothing that stops, ever?
I believe it'll be a little better if it wasn't 24 hours. Because that'll alleviate the part of me having to come up here all day
yeah.
in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Because even if I had a normal restaurant job, I would be working a lot less, you know.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, there's a chance I might get off.
Well, but then I might wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, man, I sure would like a pecan waffle.
And then you open the cabinet and you get you a box of Pop-Tarts.
No. There's no
like
pecan waffle Pop-Tarts.
I will eat the fool out of these, though.
The thing about it is, I was thinking if I was...
Man, I should have got a waffle.
I'm the
only
non-waffle.
No, they're not.
Only on the weekend. Only on Friday, sir. It'll help my staffing, though, because a lot of staff...
They put some on the butter.
The servers don't want to make no money on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
Monday nights, it's so slow. So I can't hardly keep it. Because they're like, we're not making any money. I'm up for $8.
Yeah.
And I might get $10 tip. You know, I'm just going to stay home.
For real?
So, yeah, I can't blame them.
The store says we make enough to stay open. But the majority of the sales on those days are calling us, which they're not getting tipped for.
Right.
People call up all the time. Can't fix this, can't fix this. But the server up here all night, she ain't making no money.
No.
Mm-hmm. Y'all do call-in orders?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This changes everything.
It changes the game.
When we get done recording, I can just call and just go
right.
and get it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Mm.
It's so
chicken
good.
Sandwich is awesome.
I was really hungry. I didn't eat supper or anything.
Neither
did I.
No, I didn't eat supper not either. I mean, I knew we were coming here, so.
Yeah. I'm getting old.
I'm kind of wanting to get food.
You forgot to eat.
I know. He forgot to eat. I didn't eat on purpose.
I was going to say, if you ate, you'd probably get sick, wouldn't you?
because I knew this would be good.
All that stress.
It's too much stress. That's fine. It's fine.
Take them 3 more nights.
I know.
You're not in charge anymore.
I know. Oh my god.
Just 3 more?
Alright, fellas. Man.
Thank you. See you in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Alright, over. We going to say who that was?
I did.
Oh, to them?
Yeah.
To the listeners?
Oh, thank you, man. Uh
huh. You were drinking water, right?
I was. Oh, I did have an orange juice, you know. Yeah.
So what time will we eat on Saturday?
12.
12 o'clock. 3 hours.
Ooh, lunchtime.
Yeah, I'm going to come up there with a...
What, a sack lunch?
Sack lunch, a couple bottles of water.
Why are you needing water? We're just going to be singing and talking. Actually, we probably won't even be singing all that much.
I'm going to go to the trial.
No, you're fine.
There you go.
Thank you, man.
Uh-huh. What?
So he'll want us to try some best we can.
Oh, yeah.
The problem with that now is that we've all been cast in these parts, but we know the songs. So now we're going to have to unlearn the parts that we sing when we sing it in, you know, like on the radio.
I was going to ask you, if you would have had to have unlearned the part of Charlie Brown, would it have been easy for you? Because I wondered that about Eli. Like having to learn a totally different part for this. I mean, like, if you had to learn a different part in your Good Man Charlie Brown, what would it have been that you would have wanted to be? Would have been the easiest for you.
Oh, I probably would have wanted to be Schroeder then, because it's the smallest part of the show, isn't it?
Well, outside of the fact that he has, like, one big number, and then he's, like, the vast majority of Book Report.
Yeah, he's just... No, but I'm saying, though, like, I mean, everybody...
I'm on stage, like, 5 times.
Everybody has their time to shine. Everybody basically has equal stage time in the show, but... One, I like Schroeder's songs.
Yes, they're the best.
He has the best songs.
Well, I would have traded with you, but man, do I hate being Charlie Brown. Like, the couple of times that you weren't there and I had to do your part for you, it was like the absolute worst. The last time he was out and he came back in the next rehearsal, I was like, yeah, so I hate being Charlie Brown. I would not want to be Charlie Brown. It's a tough part.
Oh, is that when I was sick?
Yes.
Dude, I felt so bad for missing, but I could not get up.
No.
When was that it? Was the first thing that Tanya said to me when she came to lunch. She goes, "Do you feel okay?"
Huh.
Like, yeah, I'm better now. She goes, "Finish out the antibiotics I gave you." Yes, ma'am.
I'm being asked about my notes and some things. I'm being directed as we speak.
By who?
The director.
No. He's asking you about your notes
mm-hmm.
from tonight?
He's asking me how it went. And
oh, tell him it was bad.
Who's the director? Andrew.
Yeah,
he's just asking Josh how it went tonight.
That's what I was saying. I was like, wait a second, that didn't... Makes sense. You're talking about the director for the next show.
Oh, no. I had him come in and take notes for a couple nights for Charlie Brown.
He came and did notes for
him. Yeah, it was nice.
And he did it free of charge.
He's a good fella.
Now, he was hanging a light. We had taken one down and we couldn't get it hung back up. And I thanked him for doing it. He goes, this I do free because I like you guys.
Yes. Thank God.
I was like, yeah, it wouldn't have gotten hung up if you weren't there.
Mm-mm. I've seen him a message on Facebook. I was like, hey, man, if you happen to be out, will you stop by the theater? Because I have this light that if I don't need to get some help putting it in the ceiling, I'm going to kick it across the house. Because I can't get it in the ceiling.
Hey, Brandon, it's Saturday, should show.
No, oh, they're both coming. They're all coming.
Are they staying at...
Swimming at... Janet's
parents. Mm-hmm. Is that where he's going to be staying?
Yeah.
I don't hope so.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. I can't wait for the cast party.
If
he sticks around for it.
He's not. We'll have to have it the first weekend.
I mean, he won't be here the second.
No,
week.
He won't be here when we close, which really sucks. So.
It does suck.
We have to have him on the podcast. He'd be a great podcast guest.
He would be a great guest.
So where is the cast party? Where are we going to do the cast party?
We got to figure out where we're having the Maggie party first. I don't know where we're going to do that.
We're going to have a Maggie party?
Yeah.
Count me out.
Why?
Only winners get to go to the Maggie party.
No way, ma'am. I've had tons of fun at Maggie parties and I've not ever won one.
We used to have them on 6th Street at Tonya's house.
I know.
She don't live that life no more.
Well, so the mummy was good. Or was it meh?
It was... If you want to turn your brain off for 2 hours and just watch a popcorn flick, that's what it is. They did a popcorn flick through and through.
But so was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but Wonder Woman was better.
Well, I know that. So they're in the theater at the same time. If you had to pick between The Mummy and Wonder Woman...
Wonder Woman.
Even in
2D. Between The Mummy and Batman vs. Superman.
Ooh, wow.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
But I see.
It's very good. Yeah.
They're the only one that ate their plate up yet.
I know, I'm working on it.
I haven't eaten all day.
You won't shut up talking.
Totally fine. The fries were a good choice.
Yeah,
the
fries were excellent. Place away from y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you drinking?
It's water.
You want the water to go?
Yes, please.
Yeah, lemon in it or no?
No lemon.
Oh. No oranges to go?
No, ma'am. I'm good. Thank you, though. So... The Mummy or Batman vs. Superman, and the amount of time that it is taking.
Am I watching? Do I get to watch the extended cut?
No,
Batman vs.
No,
Batman.
Theatrical BVS.
Yeah, theatrical. Then I'll. We're judging it on the garbage that they put out in the theater.
Well, there's the R-rated version that I would take over the Mummy, but if I have to watch the theatrical,
no,
then
theatrical
take the
cut,
then I take the Mummy over it.
Not the one that you have to pay again to understand the meaning of. Because that's a cop-out.
So, it is...
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Give me the cup.
So, it's not as bad as Batman. Thank you.
Hey.
Good job, Ian.
I probably really didn't have it on there very good. I didn't have it on there good. So, not as good as... Or not as bad as Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's now.
That's a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
It's my bar too. I can't say
27% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. How does it compare to this one? All right. Well,
you know, it's really funny because I've seen all these memes of like that photo of Gal Gadot and Batman and Superman standing behind her. I wish it could be in her movie or whatever. Like. Yeah. She set the bar real high for the DC Universe. Whether she meant to or not.
But
for the next couple
you,
movies.
She ain't got a sequel lined up yet.
I know. Which is crazy.
Oh, but anyway, what we were talking about earlier was the Dark Universe.
Yeah.
Another stumbling block. Because, you know, Dracula Untold, like 2 years ago, was supposed to start the Dark Universe.
Oh, was it?
And it tanked.
That was supposed to
start.
It was
supposed to start the Dark Universe, and it tanked. So they were like, "All right, let's try again with the
Mummy." Again.
And this is not doing well. And I think what it is that I don't think the American people care about the old Universal monsters anymore.
I don't either. They're not important
because I mean, like,
we have comic book movies.
They did one back in like 2010, 2012, or 2011, something like that. It was The Wolfman with Anthony Hopkins and Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro, yeah.
Which was a phenomenal movie. It tanked.
I don't care anything about it.
Yeah, people don't care.
I did not care about the Brendan Fraser Mummy movies.
Oh, did you not? Like, I enjoyed the first
mm-hmm,
one.
I did too.
And the second one to an extent. Mm-hmm. The third one was garbage.
Yeah.
You can't get your original cast back, don't do it. You know,
you don't ever go three if you can't get the full cast back for it.
When you replace Rachel Weisz with what's her name from Coyote Ugly?
Yeah.
She owned the bar. Maria Bello.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And then she had some weird British accent that, I mean, I just knew hands down that wasn't real.
And, I mean, like, the original Mummy was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a fun movie. Brendan Fraser is a fun actor to watch.
Yeah, Encino Man is still one of my most favorite movies.
Because it's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie, and there's nothing wrong with that. He's not done anything forever.
Well, no, because Hollywood doesn't want him to do anything.
Why?
He's kind of been in movie jail.
Why?
Because he made some bad choices.
So did Mel Gibson, but he's not in movie jail anymore.
Nah, not anymore. Do you see what he had to do to get out of it?
That's true.
What bad choices has Brendan Fraser
made? Are they like personal or political or just like movie choices?
It's like some of them are movie choices, yeah. It's like the one where he like was
Funny Bone.
Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone, whatever.
Now, the one where he was trying to, like, he was trying to build this neighborhood or something in the wilderness, and the animals fought back, and it was live action.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Total garbage.
He's done some bad movies.
I've never even heard.
How long has it been since you looked at his IMDb profile? Ever? Do it.
Blast from the Past, I think it was the last movie that I saw.
I went and saw that
that
with
Brendan Fraser was in that I liked.
Cindy Yeager. Me and her went and saw that.
God. That's a great movie. I just love that movie.
Because it came out, like, I think around Christmas or something.
Yeah.
And I had been I was down in Tupelo. We had marched in the Christmas parade. And instead of getting on the bus, she was down there. And I was like, yeah, I'm not getting back on the bus. I'm going to stay with her. And we went and watched that, and then because the band director's like, well, you just got to be back in time because we do have the Corinth parade tonight. And I looked at Cindy, and I was like, we'll make it back, right? She's like, yeah, sure, why not?
No.
And so we went and watched Blast from the Past.
That was a great. That's
the only time I ever watched that movie was with her. I've never watched it since.
Really?
Yeah.
I've watched that movie multiple times when I was in college. It was just kind of one of those movies that we always had in our rotating cycle of movies that would just get played over and over and over on, like, college nights when we were studying and joke. Christopher Walken in that movie was one of my favorites.
He was the dad, right?
Yeah, he was the dad,
I deleted it.
Bunker-owning dad.
Well, something went wrong. It didn't delete it.
We've got to delete it.
Close out, Rio. Yeah. I don't know why people are so impatient about stuff.
Well, that one's just because she's an a-hole.
Yeah, she is. And it's not like she's even going to be there.
It's not like she's getting a nomination.
Did she not?
No, she didn't do anything this season.
No. Well, that's good.
Oh. So, Ian, you're going to return to the stage after 400 years of a hiatus.
I guess so.
I'm excited about it.
As Tim the Enchanter.
What a great role.
I'm pleased with that. That'll be fun. I think it's a quick bit, but it's memorable.
That's a good bit, man.
It's a quick bit, but it's memorable.
And there's special effects with your bit we got to figure out, too. The throwing of the lightning and all that stuff. Hey. That's Andrew.
Tim the Enchanter.
That sounds like an Andrew problem, not mine.
That sounds like a producer's problem, not ours.
Yeah. Well, we're not producing, we're not directing.
I will say, though, Eli has given me the bug for us to do the producers.
I know. He'd be good, but he doesn't want to play that part.
No, he's going to have to because he auditioned, and it's the way it's going to be.
He's already done the audition.
Yep, you already auditioned. Your cast is Roger Elizabeth Debris.
I wanted to be Roger Elizabeth Debris.
You have to be Bialystock Stock.
I can't.
Why?
Because Dan wants to be it.
That's the one that I will unretire from directing and acting in, and we'll cast you as Bialystock Stock.
Because he's already told me, like, because I said something about wanting to be Bialystock Stock, and he was like, I'll be that part. And I was like, oh, yeah, because if I try to audition for it, you'll get it anyway, won't you? Did
Ian, do you have a Maggie? Do you have an award for your acting?
Yes. Best supporting.
For what?
Tom Sawyer and Big River. Okay. And I have a youth award.
Those don't count.
Because back when we did youth awards, they were separate
Wait until, like, next season when we make them have their own ceremony again so that we really, like, diminish the value of the youth things.
Because they don't, to me, they ain't worth anything because that's when how they were whenever I was youth.
That's why I don't think of that. I don't consider myself as having one.
I don't have one either.
It was a big deal when I got my
I wasn't
youth
even
award.
Told that they were doing them, and I won best actor for Zombie Prom.
No,
even told they were doing it for the youth award, so I didn't even
know
that I got one.
When I got mine, there was no separate thing. This was a single Maggie that they gave out.
That's how we're doing it now. They're in the same ceremony.
Outstanding youth, like, period.
It just says it's just the youth award. But it is for
outstanding youth volunteer.
Volunteer.
Oh, you didn't get an acting award.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, he still won a Maggie.
Yeah.
Like an acting Maggie, too.
So I've won both. But that was the summer that...
Listen to but I've won both.
That was the summer that I was
mowing the grass like a treasure protector.
Oh.
I was mowing the grass for him. I mean, I was up there all the time.
You were doing some other things that we can't talk about?
Yes, true.
He was plowing the fields.
His name is Ian Mack. How you looking? You looking forward to singing and dancing? How's your dancing going to be?
Terrible. You saw it?
I didn't. I didn't watch it.
Crystal clear clarity, no.
No.
We saw a dot running around.
It looked like you.
It didn't even look like him.
I didn't see you dance, though, James.
How? I was right in front of you.
No, I was just worried about my own self.
Oh. Like, I was literally in front of you.
I'm incredibly uncoordinated when it comes to that kind of stuff.
But Andrew said that he can make any of us dance. As long as we're willing to try, he can make it happen.
He said, he was telling me the other night that the first place you start with, like, tap dance, for instance, is like, this is your foot.
It's like...
Yeah.
Thanks.
There is a tap. I forgot about that too. Am I a character that is in that tap dance number?
Oh, buddy, we're all tapping.
God.
Oh, it's fine. That's fine. I have to end the show, I think, in like full tap number while you're all just like, yeah, thanks.
I too have found my grail. Musical theater.
I get to wear a wig, I guess.
Yeah.
I will never forget.
Is your hair going to grow back?
Not in time. I'm not. After the last show, I don't care that I'm hosting the Maggies as Charlie Brown. I'm not shaving my head again.
No.
It's going to start growing back. I'm going to start growing my beard back.
Good. You're like rough Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I have a cigarette hanging out of my mouth. Like I make some bad life choices.
So we have some listeners coming to see us this weekend in Your Good Man Charlie Brown. Did you see RJ's comment on the photo? He was like, is that James? That was weird. Because you do. You look weird.
I do look weird.
You don't look weird. But
without
you look...
my luscious locks and my goatee or beard or just whatever.
Or eyebrows.
I have eyebrows.
It's fine. You'll be fine. It's going to be fine. I think. Maybe.
It might not.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah,
we're done. Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy your meal?
It was
good, yeah.
I did enjoy it. I'm full now. I'm probably ready to go to sleep.
You got a waffle?
You got your breakfast.
Uh-huh.
You good?
Breakfast. What you needed was some fries on that waffle.
11.
You could have put some fries and some syrup on there or something. Maybe. But so Logan's not here.
Nope.
Sucks for Logan.
Yep.
So, James, what's your jam this week, James?
This Charlie Brown is almost over with. I'm sorry. Cool. It's been fun, but my goodness, I'm so glad it's almost over.
Oh, me too. I'm done.
And that I'm Sir Galahad in Spamalot.
You have killed it as Charlie Brown. You are my quintessential Charlie Brown. I cannot imagine anybody else as Charlie Brown. Seriously. I could have recast it, but I didn't. So, he's awesome.
Would have loved it if you would have recast it.
Why?
No reason.
Well, the next time we do it, I'll let you be Schroeder.
Yay.
I do think that it would be fun to do it again and all of us swap roles.
Yeah.
Although Dan says that we should take it to MTA. He thinks it's that good.
What is MTA?
Huh? When is it?
What?
Oh, it's the Mississippi Theater Association competition.
Oh. Oh, you mean like when they took...
No, not that really crappy thing they did. We were like, I think we're going to practice this week.
We're going to do one practice and we're going to go down and do the one.
Recently, they took a show to MTA and, like, it's bad.
They hadn't done it in a year and they met once and then went down there and did it.
They were literally last place.
That's
where they look at it. I mean, Logan was there. Like, yeah, he Logan was in it. Like,
we had to do that brand Logan. Right there.
Huh? The brand building right there.
Ooh.
Oof. Yeah.
That's Logan. I didn't think they were in last place. But
no, they were last. Oh. Matt said they were last.
Oh. Mm. Oh, yeah, Matt was in it, too.
Yeah. He was not happy about having to do it. He apparently doesn't like to do revivals. Ian, what's your jam?
My jam this week is... Tim the Enchanter, I guess, and
Tim.
You know what? I suggested the other night that the lot of us gents get together and watch Holy Grail.
We have to have gents, though.
Yes, I'm fine with that. Man, okay. So I took your advice not long ago and did the Tokyo General Tso's. Yes, spot totally
on.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Tokyo.
Spot on. Tokyo's the way to go. However,
well, I was going to say, like the very first time I ever watched Quest for the Holy Grail, I was 15 years old. We had just finished up rehearsal for Lost in Yonkers, and it was me and Jared, founding member Jared Wallen, and Dan Marsh went and got gin-gins because I'd never had gin-gins before. And then we went down to Northeast at Dan's dorm, and we watched Holy Grail and Basketball.
And God.
I'd never seen either of those movies before until that time. And then for some reason, like, I had school the next day, but I don't know why. Like, my parents were just okay. I went and spent the night down at Northeast. And Dan had me up and back in Kossuth in time to get to drive to school the next day. I was like, that was okay. Whatever.
It was awesome.
It was. Love that movie.
It's good.
I used to go. I used to could quote that movie from front to back, too.
Now you will.
Tim the Enchanter. So I guess that's my jam.
Now I get to do the scene about the... Like, the well, I didn't vote for you. With Jenny.
With Jenny.
Do that scene with Jenny. Yeah. That's gonna
well, I didn't
so
vote
awesome.
For you.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
That was the scene we got to read. I got to play Arthur in that, and that was fun.
I did that scene with Leah and her sister... Hannah, and I had the just god-awfulest high-pitched screechy voice whenever I did it. The one I picked.
Actually, I was thinking about this the other day, and I meant to text it to the group, and by the time I had it, it was gone. I honestly think that you should be Galahad's mom in that, because pretty much Adele voice is...
Oh yeah.
You
that's what you should have done when you mixed it up in the did he okay, so when we read, like we all read and he was like, okay, so now we're gonna do this like free for all. So you can read any part that you want. Go find somebody, see if they'll swap parts with you, whatever. So the first time I read the French Taunter for French Taunter and the King Arthur segment, and I read the French Taunter.
And it was hilarious. Like, we were just rolling.
And that, but I'm not a French Taunter. Yeah. Anyway, and so...
Which is weird.
I know. I really, really would rather have preferred to have been that. But anyway, so...
You're Sir Robin.
I know.
Get over it.
So...
You get to sing about having Jews.
So... I'm glad you're not the one singing that song. Anyway, so the second time we read...
Oh, pray Sir Robin.
That's enough, lads. Yeah. So...
Afraid to be maimed in cruel and nasty ways.
With his
brave,
brave, brave,
Sir Robin.
With his penis split. And anyway, so so the second time, one of the ladies read for the Lady of the Lake the first time through, and I was like, no.
What do you mean one of the ladies? It was Leah.
Yeah, so she read for Lady of the Lake, and I was like, no. So I was like, hey, give me your part. Me? I was like, yes, I'm going to read Lady of the Lake. And our friend Kevin Binger was reading Arthur. I was like, Binger, you're going to stay Arthur.
Stay being Arthur.
You're going to stay being Arthur, and I'm going to read Lady of the Lake, and this is going to be great.
but you're not alone, Arthur.
It's going to be fun. Even if it doesn't
Because you're going to turn out fantastic.
You'll get to.
It's going to be amazing.
You'll get to know Eli and Binger. They're good guys.
Oh, you'll love them, man.
I'm super happy just to be working with Andrew again, and then be on stage with you guys, Cody again, Dan again.
It's going to be awesome.
Is in this show that I'm going to get
those
to.
Those are all you need to know.
Yeah. Right there is fun. That's enough.
It's going to be great.
Everything else after that is just...
So, Josh, what's your jam?
My jam is that by the end of this weekend, I will never listen to You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, ever again.
Until we revise it and...
Until we revise it.
10 years from now.
No.
Last time I did it was 14 years ago.
If we revise it, I will do it again, but I don't know. I will say that my anti-jam is directing a show and being in the show. I will tell you what my jam is. My jam is that on Monday night, after we finish our rehearsal for Spamalot, I will go home and I will sit down and I will begin to read Death Trap. That is my jam.
Oh, yeah.
I am so excited to start working on that show.
Rap.
James, get ready to build.
Hey, you want to help me produce?
You do. I need two producers, and you...
You want to help me produce Death Trap?
Yeah. But just go on and sign you up. You'd be great.
No, it's going to be March.
It's March, that's right.
Which is good,
we talked about
it
being...
I don't want to compete with
It would be great
Maxson.
For October.
No, which is great.
I do not want to compete with
Which is
Maxson.
Great because we're going to need all that time to get everything ready to go.
So it's next March,
two
sets.
In one.
Two completely
was
separate
it, was
sets.
It The Foreigner or God's Favorite where the set burned in intermission? The Foreigner? Maybe, no, it was God's
it's
Favorite.
God's Favorite.
Yeah, it's God's Favorite, yeah.
Although the Foreigner had that great trap door that Andrew put in. It was hilarious.
I think that was after I was gone.
After intermission, this, like, first of all, the set for Death Trap is, like, full of antique weaponry. It's, like, built, this guy's office is built out into a barn that they've connected to their home. So, like, you have to see the nice, grand, big, elaborate walkway for the home in the back. In the front is this office that's, like, this writer's office. So we're going to have to put, like, we're going to have to, like, use the proscenium to create this barn effect and trees and all kinds of fun stuff. And get this. We have to have a working fireplace on set. I'm so excited to do the show. And multiple people die. And it's a great mix of
right?
dramatic. And,
March.
Yeah, you'll still
so
be able
to... I got time to back out.
Yeah.
He's <know. laughs> already planning on ways to get out of it.
I got time to come up with
it's cool.
really good excuse.
James is solid. It's fine. Wait, you wanna do that again?
Yeah.
There you go. It's fine.
I might back out of this one too. Now that I know how you work.
No.
We did. Daddy's dying. Daddy's dying. Josh was dying. James was dying.
That is okay. You're going to get your first Maggie.
No, I won't.
Yes, you are.
No,
it's
I won't.
Happening next weekend.
It's not going to happen.
You're going to get it. You're gonna get
I will not share
We got to vote in on Sunday, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't worry about that.
I haven't seen very many of the shows.
Yeah. All right, so my jam is that I'm almost done with Charlie Brown.
You don't have a season ticket. You don't get to vote.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I thought it was board members.
Yeah. Season ticket holders vote.
Okay,
yeah, we're not voting.
Yeah. You get to vote.
I don't have a season ticket.
You never bought one?
No, I never bought one.
James.
I was never told I had to, so.
Well, the president's terrible. All right, so what we're going to do is, this is going to be it. So, Huddle House, go eat some Huddle House food. It was really
yes,
good.
It was
it
really
was good.
I can very much suggest the Buffalo Ranch chicken sandwich was delicious.
It looks good. It actually did look really good. I wish that I had gotten that waffly thing that I always look at and drool over, but my food was pretty good. So, did you know that there are 400 Huddle House restaurants nationwide? Did you know that?
We should try to eat at all of them.
What I think that we should do is, if our relationship with Huddle House continues, we should try to do a Huddle House road trip. So, like, Huddle House around a bit, eat some Huddle House.
You want to go to all 400 Huddle Houses?
Not at all. No.
Sounds like that's up for discussion.
That is like a summer vacation that I want to have.
Well, that's fine. I'll call Morgan Spurlock and see if he's available for that one.
Let's do a documentary.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it. Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Twitter and Instagram @JusticeGeeks. Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. Sorry we got super personal, but we hope that you enjoyed the show this week. Next week, we'll return to some regularly scheduled programming for something. Something's coming up next
something
week.
Something will happen.
Yeah, yep. Maybe Logan will show up. But until then, we'll see you next time around for episode. This has been 273.
I don't know what episode we're on.
It's a number. So getting close to 275, and then to the big 30. Oh, yeah. So. All right. Do those things. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.